Hello and welcome to York Mystery Plays 2012's first audio book. Here today with community producer Liam Evans-Ford. Good morning, Liam.
Morning, how are you?
Not too bad, thank you. Now we're in the home straight and almost at the opening night. But for you, it's been a long, involved process.
Yeah, you say almost the opening night. Please, almost. Not almost. 3 months last week, actually. 2nd of August is our first opening night. Yeah, and I've been on it since January last year, so almost a year and a half. And the exciting thing is now that actually it's all... Well, dare I say, it's all coming together. You know, rehearsals are underway with the 500 cast members. We had our first band and choir rehearsals on Sunday, so that's another 150 people.
Because you need more people, yes.
Yeah, because we need more people. We're still recruiting, actually, as far as I know, for the ensemble, for those people who still want to be involved. And we're just starting to kick off with prop making and the costume making. The costume, you go down to the costume store, go and do an audio boo there. Those ladies are amazing. They've already made over half of the 1,000 costume pieces that are needed. So it's good because having been on it for so long, it's actually happening now, which is what it's all about, really.
So what is a typical week for you? Is there a typical week for you?
I don't know if there is a typical week for me. Today I'm meeting with you, then catch up a bit of office work. Then I have to go down to the Castle Museum. I'm getting some sort of tour there, and then I have to do a talk about the mystery plays. And then I've got to go to a bicycle shop out on the outskirts of York because we need some bicycles for the show, and they're hopefully going to sponsor us. And then I've got my dragon boat meeting because we're doing a dragon boat race. So no, I mean, it's varied and wonderful from kind of serious production meetings to messing around just having a chat with people.
And was that part of the appeal of the job for you, then, the variety?
Yeah, I mean, working theatre is generally, as you know, just lots of variety and very interesting and keeps you on your toes because it's never the same any one day, really.
No, I mean, and say something on the scale of the mystery plays must take that to another level in town.
Yeah, without a doubt. If nothing else, it's the amount of people that you meet. You know, from people who do cleaning as a job to people who are chief executives. So it's varied.
So how many of the 1,500 or so people involved in production do you now know?
I definitely know, roughly 500 by name. I've met at least 1,000 of them. So, but there's another 500 we haven't actually started engaging yet. They haven't started doing the things they want to do. So I'll get there. I will know all of those names by face soon.
Your Facebook profile must be immense.
I don't do Facebook. I just rely on yours and the Mystery Plays ones.
Fair enough. That's the best place to be anyway, of course. Well, of course, the Mystery Plays is on between the 2nd and 27th of August in the Yorkshire Museum Gardens. For more information and to get the details on how to book, please visit the website, which is yorkmysteryplays2012.com.
Buy your tickets. It'll be awesome.
Hurrah. There we go. Thank you very much for listening.